How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Believe me, there is tons to talk about in the sports world, people. There's something like interesting about what's happening on TV right now, the 2023 Open Championship. It's kind of like the Pac-12 after dark, which makes a ton of sense to me because that's where my man Mike Wilson was, Media Mike, doing his thing in Las Vegas, getting that Pac-12 info for us. But this golf tournament going on starting at 4 in the morning, kind of like the Pac-12 after dark, brother. Good morning, my friend. How are you, pal?
Good morning. It is kind of like the Pac-12 after dark with the British Open, which I will fully admit that, like, I haven't watched a lot of it, but it's always interesting in the final round out there across the pond for sure.
Yeah, man. Obviously, Johnny Rahm had a sweet day the other day, putting him in, I don't know, like somewhat position. But tell you what, Brian Harman just seems to be playing extremely well and kind of like a cut above the rest of these guys, at least from what I've seen thus far. But yeah, it's like kind of a tough one to watch, man, because we got to wake up at 4 in the morning here to watch it if we want to catch the whole thing. So not that easy to do. Hey, on the other side, Mike Wilson, we're going to talk to John Poulter, our professor of sports. And all I got to say to you before we go to break is we're going to be talking a little bit about somebody named Sal Frelick, baby. Just think about that for a moment, because that dude is unbelievable, and I got a feeling that we're going to get a little cruisy in Milwaukee, baby. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Golden.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer it to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill up. That's code GAS11. Use code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill up. Cashback's not available in gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Get at us, people. By the way, you can call us 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports there. We are now going to bring in the real John Poulter, who comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. You can get at him at 12 John Poulter on Twitter. Before we get into this too far, I just want to say something to both of you guys. It's not that often that I'm going to be home watching a baseball game on a Saturday afternoon. And I'll tell you another thing. It's sure as hell not that often that when I'm living in Phoenix, Arizona, that it's going to be the Milwaukee Brewers that I'm going to get to catch on Fox playing the best team in baseball, which is the Atlanta Braves. And then, more importantly, guys, the Milwaukee Brewers get the victory over the best team. But I think there's a bigger story that happened that day. And, well, that's Sal Frelick, man. This kid just came up out of the woodwork, drafted in 2021, number 15 all around in the first round, a kid out of Boston, Massachusetts. Well, he got his opportunity to shine in his debut for the Milwaukee Brewers. And I'll tell you what, guys, kid did not disappoint. 3-for-4 hitting, couple ribbies, couple unbelievable plays in the outfield. John, catch me if I'm speeding, but you were talking to me about the Brewers needing a bat.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Like, this is unbelievable, man. I was watching that, and I'm sitting there going, what the hell am I watching? This kid was out there making play after play and getting big hits in timely fashion. Like, you can't make this stuff up, John. It was beautiful, man. I'm telling you, it was amazing.
Well, I knew you'd want to lead off with that. And, you sent me a text last night to tell me what was happening in the game. And when I responded to your text, I hadn't seen much of the game, and I watched the highlights. But, boy, I tell you, this kid really looked like something very special last night. two line drives down the lines for two hits, an RBI single past the shortstop, sacrifice fly to right field that quite frankly was a line drive, and I think a lot of outfielders with less talent than Acuna probably would have let that drop in, so he could very easily have had four hits. The two catches in the outfield, pretty good outfield play with his speed and his defense and his range. He looks to me like he might potentially be a center fielder as opposed to the right field spot that he filled last night. But talk about a kid that goes to bed dreaming of a major league debut when he's like a preschooler or junior high or whatever. He couldn't have dreamt it any better, and I suspect he spent most of the evening pinching himself to make sure that it was really happening. And quite a debut. It's been a long time since we saw anybody debut in the major leagues with that kind of a performance.
Yeah, it was pretty special. It was cool. I mean, again, like I say, it's not that often that you're going to catch me watching a baseball game from start to finish. And it's very unlikely that when I'm sitting in Arizona, it's going to be the Milwaukee Brewers. So I took the opportunity to check it out. It was a pretty amazing day. It was pretty special for that kid. And hopefully that can – you know what's really the truth here, John, is the Brewers have sort of found their stride here in July. I think they're like 12-5 now, something like that, playing incredibly well. The pitching has always been – their strength, their closing, their middle relief, it's all pretty tough to get through. And the way that they were able to handle that Atlanta Brave lineup, I was really impressed. I really was. So I always like to kind of say it's feeling a little cruisy at this time of the year when we're talking about the Milwaukee Brewers, and I always get that little feeling of maybe something special could happen. This has got to be one of the strangest baseball years in a long time. And I know I feel like I say that like every year, but let's just think about things for a second here, guys, right? Like the Tampa Bay Rays were absolutely killing it. And now they're not even in first place in their own frickin' division, okay? And then you have the New York Yankees, who we talk about all the time. John, this has got to make you so happy. They're in the cellar right now, okay? Like, this has got to make you thrilled beyond thrilled. And your Toronto Blue Jays, I know they've struggled over the last 10, but they're continuing to move up that ladder, and they're positioning themselves very well to be in the wild card race for sure. But as we've noticed from the way this season has started to where we are now, I'm telling you what, man, you go on a little bit of a skid, you have a little bit of a downward trend, you're going to open it up for the rest of the guys in the division. So talk to me a little bit about that American League East and how insane it's been. What kind of a roller coaster ride would you call this?
That's been an absolutely unbelievable roller coaster ride. And to your point, Tampa Bay started 13-0, and we all thought that they obviously weren't going to go 162-0, but we all thought that great start would put them in pretty good stead for the rest of the season. And they're 61-41, so you do the math very quickly. They're only 48-41 if you take away that 13-game winning streak at the start of the season. That's generally not enough to clinch a division title. And Baltimore has played extremely good baseball the last 8 or 10 weeks. They've caught them, they've passed them, they've fallen back, they've caught them again. And that's a pretty great series they're having right now. And as it sits right now, Baltimore in first place by a game simply because of the mathematics. They've played less games than the Rays. The Rays have played 102, and the Orioles have only played 98. So it's the percentage that's put them in first place. But, I'm looking for Baltimore to be one of the teams that makes a move at the trade deadline. One, because they are in that division race, perhaps a little bit more unexpected to be in the race for first place with Tampa Bay. But here's the key, in my view, that for the most part now, any of these deadline deals we see don't involve other frontline players. They involve prospects, and the Orioles, I believe, have the second, at least at the start of the season, had the second best farm system in the majors behind the Dodgers. So clearly the Orioles in a position to trade some prospects if they want to strengthen themselves for the run, which I suspect they probably will. And I'm fully expecting them to see, for them to make some moves in the next week. And I think by the time we chat next week, we'll probably see some changes on that Baltimore roster.
Good morning, John. Nice
morning, Mike.
Again. Good morning. Coming to you from hot Sin City out here in Vegas. So, you know, it's really no different than Phoenix for the most part. But the question I have is what everybody has in Los Angeles. How much pressure is Artie Moreno under to do something, trade Ohtani? I know we talk about this every week, but it just seems as we get closer to the trade deadline, the pressure kind of mounts a little bit on Artie Moreno.
Yeah, I think he's got a very difficult task for a lot of reasons, because the Angels are not out of it, but they're not in it. What happens in the next few days may dictate what they do. If it's going to be hard for them to get back in the race with Mike Trout injured, so I don't know how they get back in the race. Do you deal Ohtani now and get something for him, which is going to be a much reduced package than it would have been earlier in the season or at this time last year, because he's a free agent at the end of the year. So clearly whoever gets him is going to get him, if he is traded, is going to get him on a very short-term basis. There's been a lot of talk that the Dodgers would be the team that would be interested. This gets interesting based on the comment that I made a couple of minutes ago, and that the Dodgers had the number one ranked farm system. So you'd think that the Dodgers would have the assets to deal to pick up Ohtani, but, you know, does a team want to deal for Ohtani and give up top prospects now, which obviously they're going to have to get a player of that caliber for the stretch run? Do they want to give up those prospects when they have the possibility of signing him for nothing more than a huge check 5 months from now? So I think that's going to be a tough, tough decision for everybody. Clearly, the market for Ohtani would be very small simply because of those situations. No one's going to want to give up the farm system for a guy you may not sign in 5 months. So I think Marino's under a tremendous amount of pressure. He's not going to put a winner on the field this year. Do you deal your best asset? And if you do deal that asset, how does a guy like Mike Trout feel, because he sits back and sees yet another superstar leaving the Angels?
Yeah, interesting stuff. I mean, it's weird what's going on with the Angels when you think about it. There's a lot of talent, but there has not been a lot of results with all that talent. So sooner or later, you got to figure out a way to either break it up or move forward. We'll take a little break. I hear the music behind us, so we'll do that. We'll come back. We'll continue talking about what's going on in Major League Baseball with John Poulter, our professor of sports. Comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
All right, welcome back in, people. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, pulling you through another edition. We are hanging out with our professor of sports, John Poulter, comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. So, quite naturally, when it's time appropriate, we do talk NHL hockey. However, we also talk Major League Baseball with John. So, we're doing that at this moment in time. And we've been talking a lot about the American League East. We haven't spent much time on the Central, where Minnesota is now a whopping four games over 500. Holding off the Guardians by a couple of games and Detroit by seven, and the rest it's probably not worth mentioning. The Rangers, I'm still impressed with the Rangers and how they're holding off the Astros, John. I think that's relatively impressive, still to be happening. Seattle hanging on there, a little bit over 500. Same with the Angels, but not really going to be pushing for much, maybe on the outside looking in at a wild card potentially. You look at the National League and there's those Braves. They're just under 30 games over 500 because the Brewers were able to get the victory over them on a Saturday afternoon or early evening in Milwaukee. Philadelphia playing a little bit better. They've made a little bit of a move, and the Marlins are kind of slipping a little bit if you ask me, which, you know what, at some point in time, I think that's just what's going to happen because the way that they run their organization. So at the end of the day, when they're hanging out and they're making a run, you're like, wow, how long is this going to last for? I think we're starting to see that dwindle. The Mets continue to struggle, 17 and a half games out of first place, which is mind-boggling with all the talent that they have, right? The Brewers hanging on by a game and a half over Cincinnati right now. I think the Brewers, like you said, will probably wind up getting it done in this division, but I think it's going to be a lot closer than it needs to be. The Dodgers seem to be kind of pulling away a little bit, obviously hit their stride a little bit over the last 10 games, and the Diamondbacks have absolutely fallen apart over the last 10 games, John. So what's going on? Let's start with the West. The Dodgers, it's basically them and everybody else. What say you?
Yeah, the Dodgers, we kind of knew that the Dodgers had a run in them somewhere, and I think we've seen that run in the last 10 games, 8-2 versus 3-7 for the Diamondbacks. We talked about the Diamondbacks sort of coming back to the pack in the last couple of weeks, and they're starting to feel a lot of heat now from the San Francisco Giants. Both teams 54 and 45, so you know, the Diamondbacks may not be in second place very much longer because the Giants have been playing extremely well in the last little while. I think the Giants are 43 and 29 since the end of May. Since the end of April. So, you know, they got off to a very bad start. They're struggling a little bit this month. I think they're 8-9, but at the end of the day, that's still a pretty good team, and I think that's another team that's going to be on the fence when it comes to the trade deadline. Do they feel they're close enough to make a run for it? And if they do, do they want to go out and trade for a couple of guys? I think we're going to see a domino effect with this trade deadline. I think the first time some of these races are so close, with the exception of the Braves division, these races are so close, I think when you see one team go out and get their guy, somebody else is going to have to go out and get their guy the following day simply to keep pace. And whoever makes that first move, I think, is going to dictate the market. So it's going to get very interesting because, as I mentioned earlier, we're only a week away from the trade deadline, the 31st of July being next Monday. So going to be a very interesting week, but the Dodgers clearly have started to play the kind of baseball we've come to expect from the Dodgers over the last 8, 10, 12 years.
Yeah, John, when we talk about teams that are playing good baseball and doing what they're supposed to do, we're not talking about the New York Mets. That is for sure. The Mets have been a big disappointment. There's been injuries. We all know that. Is that owner, with the amount of money that he put in the offseason, I mean, you would think that the Mets would be a seller and they would look at maybe moving Verlander or, you know, any one of those two pitchers that they have. But I don't know. I mean, do the Mets kind of give up on what they invested in so soon, or what do you think?
Well, if I'm the Mets, I think that you've got to start looking at dealing guys like Verlander and Scherzer, providing that their contracts allow you to do so. They're not only making big, big money, they're getting a little long in the tooth, and the Mets would probably like to get some value back for them. I don't think the money is the issue with the Mets, because we know that the Mets ownership has got very, very deep pockets and very, very short arms. So, you know, there's never a problem writing a check with the Mets. But you have to think that at some point in time they'd like to replenish that system a little bit. And, you know, if you're not winning with guys that you're paying that kind of money to, why would you want to keep them? Do you want to, obviously you'd have to involve the players in terms of where they would like to go, because I believe both of them have no trade clauses. So, but we've seen both of them do that before. Both Scherzer and Verlander have waived no trade clauses to go to contenders late in the season. We may see that happening again. And I read an article yesterday, we were talking about the Giants a couple of minutes ago, I read an article yesterday that apparently the Giants have got some interest in Verlander, and that would be a very interesting deal if something could be worked out there.
That's the voice of John Poulter, professor of sports. We're talking Major League Baseball. You know, I want to talk about something that you've brought to our attention before, and it's that run differential thing where it's either plus or minus, right?
Yep.
The Braves are a whopping plus 146. And here's why I want to say that this number can lie, okay? And why it can make things look better than they really are. Because you know who else has a plus 146, guys?
Yep.
The Tampa Bay Rays, right? Like,
yep.
So when they were winning those 13 games and they got off, you know, 13-0 or whatever, or the first month and a half, 2 months, they were destroying teams, right? Like, they were winning probably like 11-1, 10-2, something along those lines, right? So I think that my point is this: when we talk about this run differential number, I think time and place.
Oh, yeah.
Is important too. It's like, when is this happening, right? So
exactly.
They got so far ahead. Well, here's my point. I'm wondering what their number was at one point. Like, was it higher than 146? Because what's happening right now, they've obviously, you know, gone on a skid and they're not playing great baseball. 48-41, like you said. So I'm just curious how far their run differential was at one point, because now it's at 146 and they're on a skid, right?
Exactly.
The Rangers, so here's one that I think is interesting. The Rangers are plus 147, right?
Yep.
They've been consistent throughout, though. So I think that their number is a little bit more realistic and more real. Am I onto something or no?
Well, I think you are, and if you want to look at it from the other side, you know, to talk about how important it is or how not important it is, look at the National League Central. Brewers in first place, their run differential is minus 4. Cincinnati is in second place, theirs is minus 7. So, you know, you've got two teams that are scoring less runs than they're giving up, and all of a sudden they're not only one of them's in first place, and the other a game and a half out, but they're both very much involved in the wild card race. So would you rather be plus 146 and out of the playoffs, or would you rather be minus 7 and in the playoffs? I think I know what the answer to that would be very quickly.
Right, and I also think it's interesting, like, when you talk about those two numbers, like, think about it this way. The Milwaukee Brewers played the Braves yesterday, right? And they won 4-3. They're winning close games, right? So when they lose, maybe they lose 6-2 or 6-3, but when they win, they're winning just by the skin of their teeth, right? Like, so
exactly.
So yeah, so I think that I just always find it interesting when we're talking about like certain numbers and what their significance and what their meaning truly is. And in some cases, it means more than others. Like the Dodgers being a plus 110. Well, I would say that has a lot to do with the way that they've played over the recent couple past few weeks. Is that probably true, John? Yes or no?
Probably true. And if you look at Baltimore, who are technically right now a game ahead of the Tampa Bay Rays, their plus minus is 101 less. Baltimore's only plus 45, and that just adds to your theory that it's not how many you score, it's when you score them.
Yeah, and then, like, you know, when you lose, like, I saw, you know, some big numbers the other day. I can't remember who it was, but someone scored, like, 16 runs, and someone scored 13. But a lot of times you have a game what was that game? I think it was the Angels. Didn't they score 24 runs or something like that?
And
they won
Denver.
24. Yeah. So like that's one game. Like that's significant. Like that is huge in the plus minus differential there for one game. So I just don't want people to get too into numbers, because sometimes numbers lie, John.
They do. I still think a big factor is how you perform against other plus 500 teams, and I think that's where we're going to see the division between the good teams in the postseason and the average teams in the postseason.
John, as always, a true pleasure. We'll catch up next week.
My pleasure as always, guys. Stay well, and we'll chat next week.
John Poulter, a professor of sports, breaking down Major League Baseball like nobody's business, man. That's why we love the guy. We got to take a pause for the cause. We'll come back and we'll continue rapping about the sports world. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again.
Ouch!
Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. That's 800-390-5160.
Alrighty, people, welcome back into the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Get at us a couple few different ways if you like. You can always holler at us, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion, me, it's Dorf on Sports, Facebook, Dorf on Sports, IG. It's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real... Real media Mike Wilson in Las Vegas for the Pac-12 stuff. And I don't know, brother, college football right around the corner. This is your wheelhouse, my friend. I mean, like, what are we, a month out? End of August, I think, is when those guys start taking the field. And then the big boys, the NFL, come in right after that. So this is becoming Mike Wilson's wheelhouse. And his time, bro. So, Pac-12 Media Day, you're there. Give me the skinny.
Well, hey, if I could add one more thing to what we were talking about with John and run differential, you know, real quick, if you don't mind. We're talking about Milwaukee and Cincinnati being their run differential is -4, -7. And would you rather be in the playoffs? And you look at third place in the Chicago.
I knew it.
You know, I was trying to get that in before we went to break. I'm like, I think every Cub fan would take a negative run differential if we were in first place and headed towards the playoffs with a wild card. You know, as opposed to the positive run differential. So, you know, it is what it is. But leave it up to the Cubs to kind of prove points like that, right?
But what's funny is, I was honestly thinking about that in the back of my head, but I left you out of that just because I didn't want to make you feel bad, bro. Because when you are the plus run differential team and you're not in first place, it's like I just want to keep it quiet, bro. Sorry about that. Man,
no, it's okay. It's the Chicago Cubs, and anybody that's a Chicago Cubs fan is very well adept at dealing with failure. It is what it is.
All right, so Pac-12 media day has been happening. Give me. So hold on, real quick. Last year, where we actually have a Pac-12, correct? Because I believe UCLA and others are going to the Big Ten after this season, correct?
Right, correct. They are leaving, so it was, you know, you show up to something like this, and you know kind of what's coming down the pipe. It's a little sad because me, I'm a Pac-12 guy. I grew up on the West Coast. I graduated from a Pac-12 university. It's sad to see that really the two cornerstones of the Pac-12, UCLA and USC, are going to go to the Big Ten. Now, it does it make me a little bit mad that they're doing that? Yeah. Is it understandable in terms of the money that's in college football and the money that they're going to get from the Big Ten in terms of media rights and all that kind of stuff? Completely get it. Completely understand it. But at the same time, it's still a little bit it's still a little sad to see. But here's the update. So the commissioner gets up and he talks for about 20-25 minutes. They're going to secure this media rights deal, which everybody got the feeling that the media rights deal is right around the corner for them. And I know that people are like, well, they've been saying that for 6 months or a year. No, it's right there, just based on the language and the words that the commissioner was using. And then they're going to look at expansion. And, you know, from my understanding, from talking to a couple people, you know, San Diego State is still in the mix to join the Pac-12, and probably SMU would be the two teams that replace USC and UCLA. So we will see how that materializes. But according to the commissioner, the media rights deal is the first thing that gets done, and then they look into expansion as well. Now, as far as all the teams and the coaches and the players, look, based on who's coming back in to the Pac-12 in terms of players, they have over 50% of their first and second team all-conference guys coming back. They have some of the – they probably have the deepest quarterback talent in the country in this conference this year. So, you know, for the first time, and people can say what they want about the players coming out of the Pac-12. It just is what it is. You got all these all-conference guys coming back. You got Caleb Williams coming back. You got Bo Nix coming back. You got Penix from UW. You have Oregon State that has the former Clemson quarterback. And I don't want to say his last name because I know I'll butcher it, but his first name is DJ. He's a former five-star. So he's in town, going to help the Beavs tremendously. But there is a lot of talent. And I'll tell you what, Andy, I saw some emotion out of some players, and I saw emotion out of Chip Kelly talking about things that have gone on in the program. And it was kind of nice to see some emotion out of Chip. I'm a Chip guy. I like Chip Kelly. I think he's a great college coach. The pros didn't go the way he wanted, but I think for college, there are some guys that are just college guys. I think Chip is that guy. I'll also say this about Caleb Williams. Caleb, the quarterback at USC, it is obvious that he's done a lot of media because Heisman Trophy winner, it's USC. He's around some tough media types in LA as it is every day. He got up on that stage and he was so relaxed, but his body language was telling me, I'm good, I know it, and I'm going to prove a lot of people wrong this year in getting USC back to the Pac-12 championship game and into the playoffs. He got injured at the end. He got injured during the Pac-12 championship game last year, and that spelled doom for the Trojans. But the coaching in the conference is elite. I mean, we do have some of the best coaches in the country, and let's not forget this. Besides my Oregon State Beavers, who I will root to until the end, that's my school, Utah. Andy, you know, I have always kind of been on Utah's bandwagon a little bit. Kyle Whittingham has built a winner. They are back-to-back Pac-12 champs. They've gone to the Rose Bowl in back-to-back years. They have their quarterback back in Cam Rising, who is just unbelievable on the college level. So there's a lot of positives going into this season with the Pac-12, their players, their coaches, and what's going to happen in the future in terms of expansion.
Yeah, man, there's a lot to take in. How impressed were you with Deion in Colorado, bro? Talk to me about Deion.
Well, Deion was not here. Deion had a surgery. He's fighting off some blood clots. I mean, I'm sure you kind of know the story with his legs in terms of blood clots. So he didn't show up, but the defensive coordinator for Colorado showed up, and he's an impressive guy. This guy coached under Nick Saban. People are like, is he legit? I'm like, he coached under Saban. Yeah, he's legit. He knows what he's doing. Now, I will also say this, Deion's kid, you know, his son was one of the two players that came. He's just like his dad. He has the smile. He has the look. He has the confidence.
And he had about $50,000 around his neck as well, doing the whole thing. So they were impressive, but still that roster, and they took a lot of questions on, like, look, your roster was overhauled because, as one reporter put it, your dad brought his baggage. You know, he brought you. You know, he's talking to his kid. He brought you. He brought all these other players. So, you know, and they kind of shrugged it off a little bit. Like, look, this is his team. He's going to make his team and the ideal that he wants. And, you know, the players and the defensive coordinator was just like, look, this goes on at other schools. You know, and then one reporter goes, well, it doesn't go on. Yes, it goes on at other schools, but it doesn't go on at other schools at like this. Like, you know, 60% of the rosters just flipped, you know. So,
all right, speaking of that, there's been a ton of turnover here in our backyard at Arizona State over the last few years with Herm and other things. Jaden Daniels leaves, right? Like, so what's the outlook for some of the lesser squads, like an ASU or a U of A?
You know what? We'll start with ASU. ASU's had some turnover. Kenny Dillingham was impressive in how he wants to build his culture. He gave a huge long talk on trying to change the culture and the mindset. And let's remember, he's a former offensive coordinator at Oregon, where they had a ton of success. They threw the ball all over the field and won games. And I mean, you know how Oregon does it until like the games actually count. But then they get
manhandled by an SEC team. Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead.
Right. Yeah. But look, Dillingham was impressive. I was impressed by what he was trying to do and talking about culture. And he goes, at the end of the day, you know, he goes, it's the people in the program and the people around the program that makes this place special. And the other thing is, when he recruits a kid, you know, he goes, of course I'm recruiting them on their talent, but I also want to know, from talking to other people around that player, is he a good person? He goes, just be a good person and we'll be good. You know, just be a good person outside the program, inside the program, with your teammates, with your coaches, and I'm not going to have a problem with you. So Dillingham was impressive. U of A, in terms of Arizona, you know, they surprised a little bit last year. They won some games, and they have to kind of continue that. It's hard to recruit to Tucson, but you know, Jed Fish, the head coach, is like, look, you gotta earn the right to wear the block A. That was his big thing that he kept talking about. You gotta earn the right. And I sat there and I went, yeah, I mean, it sounds like a lot of these Pac-12 coaches now are just like, they're done trying to make everybody feel good. They're just like, look, you got to go out and earn it. Nothing's going to be given to you. Each one of these coaches talked about the transfer portal and that something had to be done on the legislative level with the transfer portal, with the NIL money that's coming in. So, you know, I was impressed with all the coaches talking about the transfer portal, how kind of frustrated they are. But then again, Andy, you got to think, at the same time, they're using it to their advantage. You know,
absolutely.
They're bringing kids in. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Look, I think it's interesting. Some guys need to go in and change the culture, and then some guys just need to continue that culture. So it just depends on which side of the ball you're on, quite frankly, to be honest with you. We got to take a break. We'll come back, and we'll wrap up hour number one. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back. Keep it close.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time here this hour on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Get at us a couple few different ways if you'd like. You can always call us 1-800-878-7555. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, Pigskin Opinion, me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, we're Dorf on Sports. IG, we're the real Dorf on Sports there. So is there some racing going on there in Vegas too, or what, bro?
There's not any racing going on, but there is construction for that F1 race that's coming in December here in Vegas. So it's just like back home in Phoenix. Road construction everywhere on the strip, but it's all in terms of the F1 race that is coming. And right now, the cheapest ticket for that F1 race, Andy, is $4,000.
What? Are you kidding me?
Nope.
You're joking, right? 4K? What does that get you? Just like that gets you like on the grounds or what?
It might get you a view from, probably some hotel room or something. Who knows? Because I don't know how they're going to set up the stands, and I don't know how they're going to do all that. But, yeah, the cheapest ticket right now, from what I was told, was about $4,000.
Are they racing right through the strip? Is that the way it works?
Yeah, they are racing right down the strip. I'm not sure where they'll come onto the strip, but they'll also race on some of the freeway that goes by the strip as well. And then they'll come down on the strip and they'll race down towards
if you remember, like New York, MGM, and Mandalay Bay, they'll be going a straightaway, dude. They'll probably hit 200, 215 miles an hour going down the strip.
That's absolutely insane. That is insane, man. I can't wait to see what it looks like, to be honest with you. That'll be pretty crazy. All right, hour number one. Sounds like it's coming in the books here. So hour number two on the horizon. Keep it close. We'll get into some NBA talk, I'm sure, some NFL talk, and get back into the open here, which is going on over the pond, where Brian Harman has a 5-shot lead at the moment. But again, it might be over before you even wake up. So we're going to try to give you as much as we can about it. Keep it close, everybody. Dorf on Sports, weekend edition, hour one in the books, hour two on the horizon. He's Mike.
USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. There is still no relief in sight in the desert southwest. And now the National Weather Service says a massive heat dome is moving eastward.
Forecasters say the heat will expand across the central part of the country during this final week of July, putting millions more into dangerously hot conditions. Forecasters don't expect it to lead to widespread record highs in the nation's midsection, though many places could swelter through what they say will be a prolonged stretch of the highest period of heat and humidity so far this summer. In several cities, that'll include Denver, Minneapolis, Chicago, and St. Louis. I'm Scott Carr.
The heat is putting more people in the emergency room to be treated for burns.
Hospitals in Arizona and Nevada have seen an alarming increase in patients affected by first, second, and third degree contact burns due to the prevailing extreme heat conditions. Dr. Robert Martinez of St. Rose Siena Hospital in Las Vegas telling 8 News Now.
If you go to the pool and you step on the cement, probably 140 degrees.
Some of the incidents have resulted in fatalities, underscoring the severity of the situation.
Going into August, it's going to be an uptick in all these heat-related illnesses.
Recent temperature records have shown triple-digit readings in these regions with no end in sight. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
The first Atlantic hurricane of the season formed late yesterday afternoon, hundreds of miles southeast of Newfoundland. But by this morning, Hurricane Dawn had weakened back to a tropical storm. Forecasters say the storm is heading back out toward the North Atlantic and is no threat to land. Elon Musk says he's getting rid of Twitter's bird logo. In a pair of tweets this morning, he said, quote, "Soon we shall bid adieu to the Twitter brand and gradually all the birds." He said in a second tweet that a new logo could go live worldwide tomorrow and posted an image of a flickering X. Twitter changed its business name to X Corp after Musk bought the company in October. This is USA News.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Keeping your kids safe is a full-time job. Whether it's putting on outlet covers, installing child gates, or gluing down your priceless vase. So Duracell made one part of childproofing simple. Our lithium coin batteries are the only ones coated in a non-toxic bitterant to help discourage swallowing. Your kid is safer, and you've got one less thing to worry about. Or glue down. Duracell, engineered for more. Available in 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
Police in Florida are investigating after three suitcases containing human remains were pulled from the ocean late Friday afternoon in Delray Beach. Investigators say the remains are of a woman who is yet to be identified. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is in a hospital near Tel Aviv recovering from surgery.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu having a pacemaker put in. Netanyahu, who is 73 years old, sharing the news in a video message on his Twitter account. He says, "I feel great, but I listen to my doctors."
Laura Winters reports a 73-year-old Netanyahu is expected to stay in the hospital at least until Monday. Trader Joe's is issuing a nationwide recall of two of its cookie products that may contain, get this, rocks.
One of the products is almond windmill cookies with a sell-by date between October 19th and October 21st of this year. The other is dark chocolate chunk almond cookies with a sell-by date between October 17th and October 21st. Trader Joe's says all potentially affected products have been pulled from the shelves and destroyed. Customers are encouraged to either toss them or return them to Trader Joe's for a full refund. Trader Joe's did not indicate how rocks got into the products. I'm Dina Kodiak.
SpaceX will launch its latest round of Starlink satellites this evening from Kennedy Space Center, with a window opening at 7:09 p.m. Eastern Time. Starlink is a constellation of networked satellites aimed to provide internet service to remote areas. I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and yes, maybe even good evening, people. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf, and yes, that's happening over on the other side of the pond right now as we're watching the 2023 Open Championship. Brian Harman with a 5-shot lead. He's on about hole number 12 or 13, and guys like John Rahm and McIlroy, definitely a few shots behind him and probably out of the mix. And quite frankly, Mike, it's been crazy weather there, bro. It's like raining nonstop and just, you know, not the way we're accustomed to seeing these guys go out there and play. They usually have great weather and, you know, beautiful golf courses, but this has been a little bit of a different type of an atmosphere, a little bit more of a struggle, I'd say, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, look, we're talking about the British Open, or the Open Championship, as they call it. The weather is always kind of a daunting thing over there, because those storms come right off the Atlantic, and those courses are right there in the UK, and they can take a lot of beating. But man, it certainly does make it tougher for these great players to do what they do best. But you know, I don't know. Personally, when they struggle a little bit, I kind of like seeing it.
I hear you, because it makes us realize they're kind of like us a little bit. We got to take a break. The whole hour, we're going to wrap about the sports world. We want your thoughts and your opinions. I'll get that number to you on the other side, people. Keep it close. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531. Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer it to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill up. That's code GAS11. Use code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill up. Cashback's not available in gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. Get at us. Please call us if you'd like to talk about what's happening in your world and or the sports world. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's the real Dorf on Sports. It's there. Brian Harmon just gave one back, so he's got a four-shot lead right now. Kim, Stryka, Rahm, all at 7-under. Rory's at 6-under. Brian Harmon at 11-under right now through 13 holes is where he is. Those other guys, other than John Rahm, they're a little bit further along than Brian Harmon. But we'll kind of watch that as the show kind of progresses here the rest of the way, Mike, and we'll keep people as abreast of the situation as we can. But other things happening, bro. Okay, so want to talk a little NBA hoops. I don't know if you saw the latest about Jaylen Brown, but going to be meeting with the Boston Celtics about that fat contract that potentially they could be giving him. Again, I still think that there's a weird dynamic to this where potentially if I'm the Boston Celtics and I want to get over the hump and I'm a little bit impatient, there could be a move and a play, in my opinion, somewhere down the road for Dame. But in the meantime, Jaylen Brown is going to meet with the Boston Celtics. How you feel about that?
Well, look, I mean, they've been meeting quite a bit. Like, some people want to say, well, they're meeting. I'm like, well, they've been talking. So it's not like, you know, they haven't been in contact. I think it's just a matter of time before the Celtics just get this thing taken care of with Jaylen Brown and sign him to what it was. It's like 5 years, $290 million. If he reaches the incentive, the contract could be worth like $315 million or something like that. But look, I need Jaylen Brown on the Celtics. He's not even in his prime yet. So, you know, as much as people want to assume that Boston somehow is involved with the Dame talks, and I don't doubt that they are not. For right now, you got to take care of guys that have raised the level of their play over the years that they've been with the Celtics and help them get to the finals, Eastern Conference Finals. I love Jaylen Brown. He's a two-way guy. He can score. He can also defend, and he's a pretty good defender. He's athletic. The only thing with Jaylen that I wish he'd be better at was his ball handling, which can drive me a bit batty from time to time. But I don't know if we can keep saying this, Andy, or not. These contracts are getting so huge. And you and I are both on the same page. Like, look, you're worth what a team is willing to give you and pay you. But, man, $295 million. Jason Tatum's contract next year, his extension is going to be 5 years, like about $315, $320 million. You and I grew up in an era where if you take a look at what these guys are making now, Bird, Magic, Jordan, all those Barkley, all those guys that we grew up with, they look severely underpaid. I mean, I know it's a different time and, you know, all those kind of arguments, but man, this is a lot of monopoly money being thrown around to these NBA guys.
To your point, bro, we used to say, oh, these guys are way overpaid when they were making $1 million, okay? Like, you right, have an excellent right. point, and now it's completely inflated and distorted and just taken to a ridiculous number where someone can be making upwards of 50, 60, and in Jaylen Brown's case, toward the end of his contract, $70 million per season. It is mind-boggling. It's insane. Like you said, it's like play money. It doesn't seem real. Monopoly money, whatever you want to call it. It's hard to fathom. So in general, when owners and or players want to argue or complain or be upset about potentially not having enough money, it's so hard to digest, man. And, you know, and it's like we saw guys like Chris Middleton sign a 3-year deal with the Milwaukee Bucks, right? And he's getting $33 or $34 million, and he took a pay cut. Like, I mean, right? Because he was scheduled to make 40 right. or whatever million. But here's what he did do is he wound up giving himself some stability and some longevity, right? So like another 3 years of making $34 million is better than 1 year of making $40 million. Like, come on, it's just law of averages and just basic economics and supply and demand, all that stuff. It all comes into play here, right? But at the end of the day, yeah, these guys are making a ridiculous amount of money. So the motivation should be off the charts. Like I don't understand how a guy can't be motivated when they're making that kind of money. And I think Jaylen Brown is a motivated guy. If I'm not mistaken, I think he had his best career year last season, like averaging 26 points a game and, you know, in the decent numbers as the assists and rebounds. And like you said, he can defend pretty well. I agree with you. The one knock on his game would probably be that ball handling. However, he has some good moves too. Like he can take guys off the dribble. So you want to allow him that space to be creative. You know, Tatum has his moments too, bro, where he gives the ball.
Oh, yeah.
Like everybody does, you know? So I don't necessarily look at that as such a huge knock. It's get in the lab a little bit and work on that. Work on your crossover. Work on getting guys a little bit, you know, off balance or out of position. Work on that stuff. Again, to me, man, the amount of time that these guys should spend in the lab, it's off the charts, okay? And I think that to your point about what you said about the guys of the old days, I think they worked at things more, man. I'm just being honest. I really, really do. The work ethic of a Kobe Bryant and Giannis, like, that's – okay, so you have a little bit of the older and a little bit of the younger there, right? Like, Kobe was – really instrumental to Giannis and how he was coming up. And now Giannis has to be instrumental to guys like Marjan and other younger guys in the Milwaukee Bucks organization. So who's that guy on Boston? Like, see, that's what I'm wondering, yeah. Dude. Like, who's that guy on Boston that can get in Jason Tatum's head and Jaylen Brown's head about work ethic? Is it Al Horford? Because they did bring him back again, and I think that's a dude that probably demands and has the respect of those younger guys, correct? Right? Like, so there's got to be a dude that gets in their ear and says, yo, you've got to really work at your craft because your skills and your talent level's off the charts, but you got to be able to go out there and do it in the biggest moments and the biggest times. And the only way to do that, Mike, in my humble opinion, is you get in the lab and you work on that stuff nonstop in the off season, so that when you get out there when the time it matters, you're ready for it.
Right. I mean, you absolutely do have to get in the lab, like you said, but I would agree that guys like Magic and Bird and MJ and Barkley and Olajuwon and, you know, all the guys that we just hold up, you know, to a degree where it's just like, that's the standard. That's what you have to aim for. And, you know, Kobe was in that same mold. Like, he didn't want to sit and rest on his laurels. If he got to the finals and lost, his whole motivation was getting back there and winning.
Exactly. Yeah. And some of that stuff, dude, you just can't teach, right? Like, you've got to have it from within. And if you don't have it from within, I don't know how the hell you got to where you are in the first place. Let's keep it real. We got to take a break. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. We'll come back on the other side and continue talking about the crazy, crazy sports world that is, man. The NFL. The NBA, Major League Baseball, golf, hockey, whatever, bro. We got you covered. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Alrighty, people. Welcome back in. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, pulling you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Get at us a few different ways if you'd like. Call us 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on the Twitter for Mike Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports IG. We're going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. Speaking of real, did you catch Kyrie Irving in his Drew League debut where he had a triple-double? And does that do anything for you, Mike Wilson?
Does the Drew League and Kyrie Irving do anything for me? That would be a big no. It doesn't do anything for me. We all know the kind of talent that Kyrie Irving is, and he's in the Drew League, and they're not NBA players, you know, playing in that Drew League. So who really cares? I mean, he's doing it for fun, and, you know, it's summertime, so it doesn't really move the needle with me. I like Kyrie as a talent. Everything else that he would bring to an organization, count me out. Like, he's a headache. He's drama. You know, you don't know how much he's really going to play. You know, if he has, you know, he stubs his toenail on something, he's out for 3 weeks kind of deal. So, you know, Kyrie as a talent, A1. Kyrie as a teammate, zero. You know, so that's kind of my feeling on Kyrie Irving.
All right, so it kind of brings me to my next point and a good segue, because we go from one really, really bad teammate to what I think is a very questionable teammate, and I'm going to switch gears completely on you, and I'm going to go NFL, and we're going to talk a little bit about the New York Football Jets, who obviously have Aaron Rodgers, but they also have a potentially top-notch defense, Mike Wilson. And if there's one thing that I will say potentially throughout the years that has hurt Aaron Rodgers with my beloved Green Bay Packers, it's definitely been the defense that kind of has let him down here and there. And it's not that he didn't let us down either, okay? Like, it happened both ways. But many, many times where the defense, you know, under guys like Dom Capers, they didn't do their job very well late in games and were having trouble getting the offense to be able to stay on the field. So potentially the Jets have a very, very good defense, right?
Right.
But will that be enough when you have all this new interaction happening with Aaron and the guys that he's working with there with the Jets? But to that point, I will say, for some oddball reason, the guy decided to go to the OTAs and to go to those things when he never wanted to do that in Green Bay. So part of it is motivation from within, like we've talked about with these other guys, right? When you're making all kinds of money like that, and Aaron's no different in that sense. So all of a sudden, he's gotten that fire to rekindle a little bit, right? Like he wanted to get out there with these guys where he didn't want to do that in Green Bay for whatever reason. But my question to you is do you see that Jets defense being potentially the best defense out there? And how quickly will he get familiar with those guys? I know he brought a couple guys with him, right? But with the new guys, how long do you think that familiarity takes, the trust that he'll have, right? Like we saw when he didn't trust guys, he didn't throw to them. And they could be wide open, bro. It didn't matter. So if you drop a ball that Aaron thinks you better catch, he may not go to you for three games, right? Like what does that do to guys' psyche? What does that do in general? In a weird way, man, I keep saying it, but I really, really feel this. I wouldn't mind seeing this blow up completely in his face, okay? I really wouldn't mind seeing that happen because it shouldn't be that easy to go from one team to another and make it work. There's only one guy that can do that, and that's Tom Brady. And this guy wants to be Tom Brady, but he ain't Tom Brady. So do you give this a better chance of falling flat in his face, or do you think that it works out? Like what happens?
Boy, if I knew what was going to happen, there's a few places up here in Vegas that would take my money on that. Look, to answer your first part of the question in terms of the defense, look, that's a defense that, if I'm not mistaken, it went from 32nd ranked defense to fourth. So, yes, they have the ability to have a good defense up there. You know, the great equalizer, you know, Andy, is injuries. You know, if a couple people of substance on that team get hurt on the defensive side, then, you know, kind of all bets are off. But on paper, yes, and based off what they did last year, yes, they can have a good defense. As far as Aaron and, you know, how he's gonna do, to me, the question to me is the offensive line. The offensive line is sketchy. They're a little sketchy. So if Aaron gets hit a lot, if he ends up on his back a lot, you know, I don't care if you have Jerry Rice and whoever else, John Taylor on the other side, if you can't get the ball to him because your offensive line can't block, then you're screwed. So it's going to take a lot of that offensive line, and I'm sure that offensive line group is motivated to keep Aaron clean, as they say. So we'll see. But the one thing with the Jets is the offensive line. Okay, I'm not going to doubt Aaron's talent, but he can do so much. But if his line ain't blocking, he's not going to have success on the line. And I totally understand where you're coming from, that you would like to see this kind of blow up in his face. I get it. But New York doesn't have a good team. They do have a good team. It's just going to depend on the offensive line and how quickly Aaron can blend with those receivers. Because like you said, if those guys aren't catching balls that they should be catching, you're right. Aaron's not going to throw to them. And then Aaron's going to get frustrated, and God knows what happens to the team chemistry after that. So I think team chemistry with the Jets this year is kind of it's a teetering thing, because based on how things are going to go, what kind of attitude you're going to get out of your quarterback. You know, I mean, it's one of those things, because he is temperamental. He is a little moody, to say the least. So we'll see what happens up in New York. But the one thing that they do have going for them is that defense.
So where do you rank him as far as quarterbacks in that division with Josh Allen, Tua, obviously Mac, and then you've got Aaron? What number do you rank him in that division?
Well, if you go based on talent, everything is equal and receivers are healthy and running game is good. You know, like Aaron could be number one, but right now in that division, I got to go with Josh Allen. I really do. I'll rank Josh Allen ahead of Aaron Rodgers. He's young, up and comer. I know there's a lot of questions up there in Buffalo. And then I would put Tua barely ahead of Mac. Tua is the key for Miami. If Tua stays healthy, the amount of weapons that they have in South Beach, and now that they have, you know, Vic Fangio calling that defense and Jalen Ramsey back there as well, Miami can be a threat. But if Tua doesn't stay healthy, then this could all blow up in every Dolphins face.
You know what? I'm going to put him number three, my friend. I'm actually going to put Josh Allen number one. I'm going to put your boy Tua number two, because when he was on the field last year, he was pretty freaking awesome. Like you were talking right about with Rice and Taylor, well, he's got that with Waddle and Tyreek Hill, okay? He's got that combo yeah, that you're talking yeah about. And they were all extremely special when they were out there on the field and before Tua got absolutely, you know, mind obliviated out there and couldn't stand on his own legs. This guy was having a tremendous season. So to start the year, I'm actually going to put Aaron Rodgers number three. And I hate to say it, I might call me crazy, but based on what Mac Jones has done in his first couple of years, that dude isn't so bad either, okay? And he doesn't right have top-notch wide receivers either, bro. So, right, like, I think those young up-and-comers they're not afraid of this guy, man, and they want to show him like, yo, we're the next generation, we're here, and you're kind of on your way out, you're kind of on your back nine right now, buddy, and I don't know how long your back nine's gonna last for, so I actually put him at like number three right now before the season starts, especially based on what I saw from last season. Aaron Rodgers, man, like, dude, he was missing throws, okay? Like, he can blame it on wide receivers as much as he wants, Mike, but I watched. He was behind guys. He was low. He was high. He was off, okay? He was off. He was not the Aaron Rodgers that we've been so accustomed to seeing. So, based on last year, to me, Josh Allen is poised and ready to be, if not the best quarterback in the AFC, right up there with our guy, Patrick Mahomes. I think Aaron's got a lot to work on here. I'll be honest with you, man. This AFC is no joke. It really is no joke. I hear the music. We got to take a break. We'll do that. We'll come back. We'll continue, probably with the NFL. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back. Keep it close.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. That's 800-390-5160.
Everybody, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you. He is in Sin City, Las Vegas, because he was at the Pac-12 Media Day for college football, which is literally right around the corner, which is really cool because then that means NFL football is really close to follow that. And obviously, we're talking NFL football right now. Get at us, people. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter for Mike, Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, so we spent a lot of time on the, pretty much the Jets, but we did break down that AFC East. I'm going to go back to Baltimore once again, bro. I'm expecting really, really big things out of Baltimore. I think, you know, when you get a motivated Lamar Jackson after he got paid, you get a motivated Odell Beckham coming back from an injury, right? They just made another pickup in the backfield. I can't remember who it was, maybe Melvin Gordon. I don't know if that's any big deal, but ultimately you just need a guy that can kind of take a little bit of the pressure off of Lamar because he can beat you both with his legs and his arm, as we know. But you don't want him taking too much of a pounding. So it is important for them to have a decent running game, Dobbs and whoever else might be in that backfield. But again, man, it's all about having weapons. He's got weapons now, man. And I think the Baltimore Ravens, personally, are the most dangerous team in the AFC. And the reason is because we've never seen Lamar with weapons. We've seen Patrick Mahomes with weapons, right? So we know what that guy's capable of to a certain degree. I'm excited to see what this looks like on the football field, Mike.
Oh, yeah. Lamar Jackson and OBJ on the same team, running the offense, doing spectacular things. I think every Baltimore fan and every other fan in the AFC North doesn't want to see that, but Baltimore, the fan base, should be fired up. I think Baltimore is going to be a motivated team. I think Harbaugh, the way he coaches and what he does to get his players ready, I mean, you really can't argue with it. You know, I mean, every coach has his moments kind of thing, but I respect Harbaugh and the culture that they built there. And I think Lamar, I mean, look, I saw him a couple of years ago live. I mean, he's a cheat code in a video game. Like, he is that good, and he's even better when you see it up close and personal. So I think when you have that and then the whole contract thing that he finally got resolved, he has his money, he's going to get his money, and now he's getting OBJ to join him along with the other weapons that he has. Like you said before we went to break, buddy, the AFC is no joke. Like, you gotta bring it every freaking week, or you're gonna go home with an L, and your season is gonna go right down the drain in the AFC. I mean, you can say that for every team in the whole league, but the AFC, with the amount of talent that they have at quarterback with these teams, is crazy. So I'm looking forward to it. I think it's just going to be just sit back and popcorn, grill your burgers, and get your nachos out kind of fun in the AFC, because when you talk about Mahomes, you got Burrow, you got Allen, you got Lamar, you know, you got Deshaun in Cleveland, you know, we'll see how that plays out, you know, and then you got Trevor Lawrence down there in Jacksonville, which Jacksonville ain't an automatic win anymore. They showed that last year. They have an adult at quarterback. They have an adult as a head coach, and the organization seems like they want to spend money. They want to be relevant for that fan base down there in Jacksonville. So, you know, get ready, get your soda and popcorn, people. It's going to be fun.
All right, so talking about Cleveland just for a moment, Deshaun Watson, that whole situation, obviously last season came in very late, kind of got his feet wet again. I guess that's kind of how I would portray what we saw there, right? It's like he kind of got his feet wet again. And when the guy was playing and, you know, there wasn't all this – noise on the outside, and I'm not saying whether it's right or wrong, because if you did what you did and it's proven, then you shouldn't be playing football. But that's a whole nother story. Let's get to what we're talking about, which is on the field. And I think you got to kind of give last season like a pass. It had almost been 2 years since that guy had been on a football field. Okay, so like,
right,
give him a little break, and I think potentially this guy could be a top five quarterback in the league, right? Like, he has that type of skill set, but there's a lot going on between the ears, man, like that can distract all that. My question for you is like, what are you really expecting from Deshaun and the Cleveland Browns? Like, they actually have decent, wide receivers, that they've got a good running back. Like, they have some pieces, man, right? Like, so what is your ceiling? What are you expecting to see from Deshaun after he's actually gotten his feet a little bit wet? And I would say that now I could say he's ready to go to battle. Like, last year, I don't know if he was ready to go to battle. So if he's ready to go to battle, what's your outlook for this?
Look, for Cleveland, they have talent. Like you said, they have a good defense. They have Myles Garrett. They have, you know, all that talent that they have in Cleveland is no joke. And I agree with you, Andy. I don't know. He can say all day long that he was ready to go and he was ready to deal with things. Considering what he was dealing with off the field for a long time, that can weigh on anybody's head and just how prepared they are to go to work. And so I think this year, this off season, you haven't heard squat about,
right,
you know, about Deshaun. You haven't. It's been real quiet. So I think that's a good sign. I think that tells me that he's in – looking at film. I'm sure he's been on the field somewhere, getting reps in with his different receivers, trying to build some chemistry. So Cleveland, look, they're ceiling, that's a tough thing, because the AFC is so stacked. in terms of really good teams. You're in the same conference as Kansas City, so you're going to be compared to Mahomes in Kansas City all day long. I would think their ceilings this year is getting to the playoffs and maybe winning a game in the playoffs. But that look, as we talk about the AFC being no joke, their own division is no joke. Like the AFC North, that's going to be a tough division to get to the playoffs in. You got Baltimore, you got Pittsburgh's coming, you got them, and then you got your brother in up there in Cincinnati, your fellow Ohio team with Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase and that scary beast. So, you know, I would think the ceiling for this year, like I said, is getting to the playoffs and winning a game. You know, I don't think they go to the Super Bowl. Yeah.
I think it's pretty safe to say Baltimore's making the playoffs, and same with Cincinnati. Cleveland is the X factor, as well as Pittsburgh. We'll have to see what happens for those two teams throughout the season. All right, let's shift gears. Let's move over to the NFC North for a moment. And I want to ask you, I don't want to start with Jordan Love. I want to start with Justin Fields. And what's going on with the Chicago Bears and their thought process with this guy? Can you help me with that a little bit?
I'm not sure what their thought process is with this guy at all. I mean, I'm pretty sure that they have a pretty good idea of the kind of talent that they have with Justin Fields at quarterback. Now it's putting guys around him that can also be productive to take the pressure off, to make him not get out and run all the time. I mean, look, you and I both know, like, these running quarterbacks, as much as we love it, it only takes one hit. And then we're talking, you know, season-ending injury or even worse for those kind of quarterbacks. So Chicago just needs to put weapons around him. They need to build up the offensive line to help him out. But I, based on what they do every year, you know, and being a Cubs fan, you're used to dealing with disappointment. With a Bears fan, from Bears fans that I've talked to, it's the same thing. They're just used to dealing with disappointment. I want your thoughts on Detroit, because I know everybody, they're the trendy pick. They're everybody's darling. Everybody loves the coach and all this kind of stuff. But once again, until they do it, Andy, they haven't done it. And I want to see if they can build off of what they did last year. But I don't know if they can do it. I don't know if they have the mentality to do it.
Well, we'll find out, right? You talked about culture, and I think that he's done a good job of changing in that culture. And you, if it continues, then you build a winner, right? Like that's what it's all about. So I think I'm in the wait and see mode, to be honest with you. I do think they have some talent. I think they have some quality skill position players. Their running game was much better than I think people expected it to be. I also think their defense at times was a little bit better than I expected it to be. It comes down to, you know, Jared Goff making the right play. Like, let's be honest. And he was unable to do that for the Rams. And that's what made him expendable for the Rams, right, in general. And now another opportunity with the Detroit Lions to kind of right the ship a little bit. But I think, to your point, history is not on their side. So pump the brakes, people. It's the Detroit Lions, and like the Dallas Cowboys, we're kind of waiting for that disaster to happen when you think about it. Hey, before we get out of here, who's the best running back in the league, in your opinion? And the reason I'm asking you that is obviously on the heels of what had happened to those guys that didn't get their deals, right? And there's other dudes that are making double digit millions, and those guys didn't make it. So in your opinion, who's the best running back in the league, and maybe give me your top three?
Yeah, I think for me, but I always have had a soft spot for this guy because he's so versatile and he's a Pac-12 guy. Christian McCaffrey, he can do a lot of different things for you. Look, and my other two may be two of those guys that didn't get contracts yet. They haven't signed in Dalvin Cook and Saquon Barkley. So it's, you know, there are some good running backs. Nick Chubb, I mean, look, you can turn around and give it to that guy and he can just run dudes over. Yeah.
Right.
I mean,
all right. So here, I'll give you mine.
What about you?
I'll give you mine. Christian McCaffrey, number one. I've got Derrick Henry, number two. And then I'm going to give it to my guy. I'm going to give it to my guy in Green Bay as number three. He's pretty damn good too. So I think that the Packers have a great running back. Titans have a great running back, and so do the San Francisco 49ers. We got to take a break. We'll come back doing what we always do: parting shots. Mike Wilson and Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time today here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. Real quick, before we do our parting shots, You can always get at us a couple few different ways. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Me, it's Dorf on Sports. Facebook, Dorf on Sports. IG, it's going to be the real Dorf on Sports there. All right, Mike Wilson, parting shot time from Sin City for you. You are up, my friend.
Look, my parting shot goes out to all the Pac-12 players and coaches that showed up for the media day a few days ago. It's that time of year, ladies and gentlemen. These kids are going out there playing. You could tell that they're anxious. They're ready to go. And they are playing it, you know, for the love of the game. I just saw a lot of inspirational kind of stories. Heard a lot of inspirational stories the other day. These Pac-12 players are ready to go, and it was refreshing to see.
All right, good stuff. And as always, man, love having you out on assignment working for the team. And I know you got some good relationships throughout the weekend, and we're going to be loaded with the Pac-12 guys throughout the NFL, throughout the college football season. So I'm excited about that, man. Good job, Mike Wilson. All right, dude. So my parting shot is going to be this. Sal Frelick, man. I watched that kid's debut for the Milwaukee Brewers. It was pretty special, I got to say, man. It was really, really cool to see that kid have such an impact in his first game for the Milwaukee Brewers. So, Sal Frelick, you made my day on Saturday, brother. Hopefully y'all can get it done once again against the Braves later today in the rubber match. Mike Wilson, John Poulter, Robert on the other side of the glass. I'm the Dorf Man saying peace. We'll catch y'all next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Have a great day and take care. Until next time, people.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports.